Our second scripture reading is from the New Testament, the Gospel according to Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. They spent some time in Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples and a parade of people, a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting alongside the road. And when he heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by, he began to cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me." And many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, "Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped in his tracks. "Call him over." And they called him. "It's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come." Throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "On your way," said Jesus. "Your faith has saved and healed you." And in that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. Here ends our scripture reading. May it be that as we dive deeper into the mystery and the joy of God's word, that the message will be addressed to you and me personally. Brothers and sisters, a famous evangelist was visiting a little town in South Dakota, and he just arrived to preach at a real old-fashioned revival campaign that evening. So that afternoon he needed to mail a letter, and therefore he asked a little boy in the main street how he could get to the post office. And after the boy had given him directions, the preacher said, "Well now, son, if you come to the sports stadium tonight, I will tell you how to get to heaven." The kid was quick with a response. "No thanks, sir. You don't even know how to get to the post office." I remember so well, I was still very young when my parents decided to attend a widely advertised mass rally to hear one of those famous traveling evangelists. And at that time, he was visiting Johannesburg in South Africa. Now, that evening, it was a new experience for me. I was very little. He preached at a revival meeting in a huge theater and went without expectation. But somehow, something happened, and it turned out to become a real remarkable personal experience for me. And to this very day, how well do I still remember the impact that the story of the blind beggar Bartimaeus made on my personal life, then and ever since. Jesus asked, "What can I do for you?" The blind man answered, "Rabbi, I want to see." "On your way," said Jesus, your faith has saved and healed you." An important question, a faith question, coming direct from the sacred pages of Scripture. This story about Jesus is really so beautiful and powerful that it transports us back through the ages and teaches us so much about our Christian faith, even in our times. It is as if we can really see the event taking place. Few stories in the Bible are as powerful as the story of the poor beggar Bartimaeus. You know, and when you delve a bit deeper, it's a story of unconditional faith. Jesus went by that Jericho road where the poor man was sitting, and he responded to the repeated calls of the blind beggar. And the Bible tells us in that moment, on that day, that the beggar was touched and changed forever. So, when you analyze the entire event, you discover this is really a story about the blind beggar, but in reality, it is a story about our faith, our most personal faith. Bartimaeus had faith. The Bible says his faith made him complete again. It's about 160 years ago, the great preacher Charles Spurgeon wrote as follows. He said, "A little faith will bring your soul to glory, but a great faith will bring glory to your soul." Earnest prayer and personal faith connects our being and our soul, brings us in touch with God's will and God's ways. It happens sometimes. People often go to church without any expectation. I've been doing this for the past so many years. Some say 50, 60, some say 10, some say 5. It will be the usual thing, I guess. I've seen it so many times. Just to discover, but somehow, at one specific moment, one event, it is as if a light goes on deep inside and you find that you want to say, "Oh, now I get it. Thank God I got it." All the odds at that time were against Bartimaeus. Just think of it. He was blind. He was poor. He was a beggar. He was sitting by the roadside. Actually, he was stranded. And the rest of the world was passing him by. That brings us to this time, our time. Do you sometimes also feel that you have all the odds of life against you? Sometimes think, if other people just know what goes on deep inside me, they could just see my pain, my uncertainty, my search for something, I do not know what. Well, let me tell you that even Charlie Brown in the Peanuts cartoon encountered this feeling. And one day, Charlie Brown says to Linus, "You know, I feel so good. I just got back from the grocery store. Do you know what? Even the owner and his wife were friendly to me. And they said I was a very nice boy." And then Linus replied, "Well, in the 6th chapter of Luke, it says, 'Woe to you when all men speak well of you.'" And Charlie Brown leans his head on his hand and he sighs, "So much for feeling good." Bartimaeus had more problems than most. But apparently this man never gave up. He heard the stories about Jesus and nothing could stop him. And when he heard that Jesus was coming down the Jericho way, I think there was excitement and waiting. "Cannot see, but I will know from the crowd when he's passing by." And when that great moment comes in his life, hear his call, "Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." So immediately, you just don't do that when there's such an important man passing by. And many of the people rebuked him and told him, "Don't make such a racket, don't make such a scene." But he was not to be stopped, says the Bible. He cried out even more, "Son of David, mercy, mercy, have mercy on me." And what happened? The unexpected for everybody. You see, the Bible says that Jesus stopped in his tracks, stood still. And can you imagine the electricity in the air immediately? Then Jesus said, call him over, bring him here. And suddenly the attitude of the people changed, and they who told him to keep quiet actually called him and said, hey man, it's your lucky day, get up, he's calling you to come. Now just look what Bartimaeus did next. The Bible says, he threw off his mantle, he sprang up and he came to Jesus. And then, once again, the electricity in the air. Jesus asked, tell me, what do you want me to do for you? What can I do for you? The Bible says he responded by saying, Rabbi, I want to see. I want to see. And I guess all the pain and all the frustration of his entire life was inside. I want to see. And immediately Jesus said, your faith has saved and healed you. It's your faith that saved and healed you. The story never changes. We never hear from the blind beggar again. But that story is reverberating through the centuries. And the message is as clear today as it was that day. What a difference. What a humongous difference sincere faith makes in life. And just thinking about the story, taking it literally for a moment, I do not believe that this man was the same ever again. I doubt if he ever let anyone put him down again. I doubt if he ever gave into discouragement again. Because after that pivotal moment in his life, he knew that he was not nothing anymore. Blind and useless by the roadside to Jericho, he knew that he mattered, and his faith was the proof, became his witness, carried and guided his life. We sang, I love to tell the story. Well, there's a few stories that I also love to tell, and I may have told this one before, but it's always one of the beauties for me. It's about that young African slave who was captured and brought in chains to America on a slave ship. And we know the story of the slave ships. Stinking boats of festering humanity. And so finally at the auction, the traders pushed the youth onto the slave auction block. And this particular slave was not like the others. To the surprise of the onlookers, this slave did not hang his head in shame or in humiliation as most of the others did. Instead, he stood rigidly erect, thrusting his chest out and lifting his chin high, his eyes fixed straight ahead. And the crowd stirred and murmured as the proud black man stood on the block. And then people asked the slave trader, why is this one so different than all the others? He said, well, this boy is the son of a king in Africa, and he simply can't forget it. Does your faith, my faith, really still make a difference in our lives, helping us to stand erect, even under the most trying circumstances? The message is that Bartimaeus knew from that day onward that he met the Master, that he was indeed the property of God Almighty, a child of the Great One. And he could never forget it again. No matter where he went, no matter how humiliated, he would never forget the days when he opened his eyes for the first time, looked into the face of his Savior, his Lord, his God. Faith can see the invisible. It can believe the incredible, and it will receive the impossible. Even today, 2012, Jesus is still asking, and that voice comes to us through the ages. What do you want me to do for you? Can you imagine? Just use your imagination. If you hear this specific question addressed at you personally, what do you want me to do for you? Can you say from the heart, even this morning, Rabbi, I need to see. I want to see. Well, as we said as children, I dare you. If you hear the question deep inside this morning, that you would also be able to whisper back, open my heart, open my life. Oh God, let me see your face. Let me be aware of your presence. Bartimaeus, what do you need this morning? Oh God, let me see. And if that is the question that you and I ask in sincerity, the answer is guaranteed. Your faith has saved and healed you. Amen. Shall we bow our heads for a moment? Loving God, we are now aware of an empty space within, aware that we need this time to be quiet before you. We ask that you rekindle in us the desire to be your faithful followers. Help us make strong the bonds of caring support within this church family so that we have the strength and commitment to minister to others. Enable us to move beyond the beauty of the sanctuary into our fractured world in order to heal where there is sickness, to feed where there is hunger, to reconcile where there is division, and to proclaim your truth where there is ignorance. By your grace, through your Spirit, and with your love, lead us into the future. And make us what we are capable of becoming. Rabbi, we want to see. Amen.